Now, it's not Len May's personal information that I care about. It's having 1,000 people that are around my age, with my genetic predisposition, etc., that took the protocol, and it's de-identified. So there's numbers associated with it. But if we can have 1,000 people, 2,000, 100,000, it helps the entire industry. It helps the individuals that are consuming. It helps the cultivators. It helps the manufacturers. Now we can really, really get better precision, therapeutics for individuals.
From the PodConnect studios, high in the Rockies at the beautiful Beaver Creek Resort, it's the Raising Cannabis Capital Show.
Today in MJ Bulls, we are joined by Len May from Endocanna Health. Len, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it.
Well, it's been a couple of years since you were last on, and I'm really glad that you could free up some time to give us an update. For our listeners who missed you last time, Endocanna Health is really at the forefront of medical DNA technology by analyzing DNA. Your patent-pending technology, you're able to determine what type of cannabis is right for everyone's unique body chemistry. Let me say that one more time, because this is really needs to be driven home. By analyzing DNA, you're able to determine what type of cannabis is right for everyone's unique body chemistry. I mean, this is the future happening today. I can't wait to learn more about the tech. I also want to learn about your business model. So I say we just jump right in and maybe start off by telling us some of the reasons why so many people are now selecting cannabis based off of their DNA.
Cannabis is a complex plant. It has over 400 different components to it, and we're complex individuals. And so to be able to take all those components and merge those with the components that we have in our bodies, it's complicated. And cannabis is complicated. And we have all these names of different cultivars or strains and the ratios, cannabinoids and terpenes. How do we determine what's right for us? Well, the first thing that we do is we determine what may not be efficacious or may create an adverse event. So the idea is that you look at your genetic predispositions that may be triggering those adverse events. So people that are predisposed to stress reactivity, or people that are predisposed to mood and depressive states, or people that have some sleep challenges, or maybe dosing, metabolic function. We were told for years and years, low and slow, which I agree with. But then we had this whole thing, milligram per kilogram of weight. Well, I mean, it doesn't really work that way if somebody's a poor metabolizer. My business partner is a poor metabolizer. He's physically a larger man than me. He's taller. He weighs more. If he and I consume the same amount of THC through our first pass through our liver, well, he'll take the next day off work to recover, and I'll be like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm a normal metabolizer. Here is a poor metabolizer. And the third component of that is also drug-to-drug interactions, like what kind of prescription medication you're taking. We have a lot of people coming to us saying, hey, I'm on my antidepressant and I want to get off by taking cannabis. I'm consuming my CBD or whatever it is with my SSRI, my antidepressant. Well, there's an interaction between the two. So you have to be able to adjust for the interactions between supplements and medications. So really, it is truly a personalized experience on phytocannabinoids and terpenes, and then matching those with specific products that are based on your genetic predispositions, using certificates of analysis from different manufacturers, and then being able to guide you geofence to that product, and then measure the efficacy through biometric feedback. And I know it's a lot of stuff, yeah, and I'm trying to get into a short period of time, but it really is bookending the experience.
You brought up a really interesting point, because as you get older, I mean, I don't know anybody my age that isn't taking some medication. And you want to make sure that that interaction is safe as possible and it's as effective as possible. So before we jumped on, you were talking about how within our own DNA, there's switches that can be turned on and off based on lifestyle. And so we have deficiencies in certain areas that cannabis could turn on.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give you a really simple example. And you said it correctly when we had this conversation prior to saying you're born, your DNA is your DNA. That's it. These are the cards you're dealt. True in a sense. However, your DNA, as I explained it, like think of it as a bunch of on-off switches. And some of them are turned on at birth. So like skin color, eye color, hair color. But some of them you have encoding for that your lifestyle will help to determine turn on and off. Some of those things could be the nutrients that you put into your body, nutrition, your mental state, your phytocannabinoid intake. And by the way, if you have a gene, like there's a gene called FA, fatty acid amide hydrolase, it produces an enzyme that breaks down anandamide, which is our endogenous endocannabinoid. Okay, well, if you are not producing enough of your own endogenous anandamide, your own neurochemical, which is, you can subsidize with THC. THC will bind to your CB1 receptor and release anandamide.
Okay.
But if you have a predisposition to stress reactivity, PTSD, etc., well, a little bit too much THC actually will do the opposite and can create a stressful event for somebody. And if they have a stressful event and now they also have PTSD, well, they can come back and say, oh, I had this stressful anxiety experience a year ago. Now you're bringing that to the surface. And all these things, and people I talk to say, cannabis is not really for me because it gives me anxiety and stress. Well, what type of cannabis are you consuming? Well, I don't know, but it's not all the same. We're complex, the plant is complex. So maybe having a formulation that has a little bit more of a balance, CBD or THC, agonist, antagonist, and a different terpene profile, linalool, which has been shown in studies to help reduce the anxiety or stress that's associated with high THC, and beta-caryophyllene that helps to reduce inflammation. Like, this is where you get to the personal formulation standpoint. We have to do a better job as an industry to start making more and more of those products so everybody across the entire country and the world can get access to every single type of formulation there is. We're getting there. But at the very least, you have to know your GPS before you drive to see if there's a broken down vehicle, if there's an accident, if there's a pothole. If you don't know that, you know, you're kind of walking the walls blind.
Yeah.
So knowing this, you can avoid those experiences. And we can learn that other people like you have taken this specific protocol, have been shown that this protocol is efficacious based on biometric feedback. And we can do better as an industry, not only for people, but also for cultivators, for extractors. We can help them create better products to help match what they're cultivating, what they're growing, mm-hmm. what they're extracting, et cetera.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense as opposed to just like, let's just get the highest THC thing that we can get out there. This is really the future of cannabis. And, you know, to get started, it seems really simple. You can either submit your DNA results that you've already taken from like 23andMe or Ancestry.com, or you can get an endocannabinoid kit and do it yourself. Now, once you guys receive the DNA information, you create a report that's essentially a roadmap to each person's best cannabis experience, I guess the easiest way to say. What information is included in that report?
Yeah, so the way that it works, you swab, you register because we're HIPAA and GDPR compliant, so the information is anonymized, and you ship it over to our lab. Once you get your results, you log into MyDNA.live, which is our portal, and you get your results. We're looking at about 675,000 single nucleotide polymorphisms or genes that are directly or indirectly related to your endocannabinoid system. And what we do is we look at symptomatic conditions that people consume cannabis for and where your genetics play a role. So like anxiety, cognitive function, mood and behavior, pain and nausea and sleep. And then from there, we look at what is the ratio of cannabinoids and terpenes that better aligns with that symptomatic condition to mitigate possible expression or to induce expression of that, and then matching that with specific products. That's basically how it works. So it's a bookending the experience. And then also, like I said, measuring the efficacy of that protocol using a biometric device, like maybe the one that we have, which is called the Endolink device, or we also can integrate with a Fitbit, etc. And what that does, it shows us and you as a customer, it's a collaborative effort. How's it working for you? Great. Now you can talk through telemed with a healthcare professional, and we can really empower each other to be better in terms of our health and wellness with truly precision medicine.
That's crazy. You will have so much data. Like if say for instance, I it works great for me. You say, hey, you're similar to Dan. Your machine learning figures that out. They're similar to Dan. This worked great for Dan. And then you suggest it to somebody else. I mean, gosh, how much data? You're in the data business. That is so cool.
At the end of the day, you're absolutely right. So our overall goal as a business is to have the world's largest observational study. Now, It's not Len May's personal information that I care about. It's having 1,000 people that are around my age, with my genetic predisposition, etc., that took the protocol, and it's de-identified. So there's numbers associated with it. But if we can have 1,000 people, 2,000, 100,000, it helps the entire industry. It helps the individuals that are consuming. It helps the cultivators. It helps the manufacturers. Now we can really, really get better precision, therapeutics for individuals.
Well, let's talk about the business model before we wrap things up. Can you walk us through some of your revenue channels?
Yeah, so we have three and a half revenue channels. Number one is selling the test. So it retails for $199, which is the DNA test. Uploads the, as you mentioned, Dan, 23andMe, Ancestry, any other DNA test you can upload and get your results instantaneously without swabbing. That's $49.95 retail. And then we also have 8 patent pending formulations that we developed over the years based on that feedback. And we license those formulations to manufacturers around the world that can actually create products using those formulations. So they pay us a royalty for that. And then the other half of that is that we also get an affiliate fee from different product manufacturers that provide us a certificate of analysis so we can match their products and really guide people taking the order, like an order taker, guide them to the dispensary where they can get that specific product. In addition to that, there is some revenue on the biometric device or Endolink device for feedback. And then we also have a SaaS model. We're a global company. We're operating currently in all of North America. So in the US, obviously, Canada. In Mexico, we're actually approved as a diagnostic device.
Okay.
In Brazil, we're operating under a SaaS partner, so white label, just Intel Inside, powered by Endo. It's an interesting model depending what country it is. A doctor prescribes cannabis, uses our test to find out what works for them. Then there is a prescription electronic that goes to us, and we fulfill those formulations directly to the individual patients. We're in the UK. We're waiting for approval in Germany, and Germany is interesting because insurance covers your cannabis, and in Australia and Thailand.
I mean, it just seems like the opportunity is endless, especially when you can geofence the person that's looking for their medicine, and you can say within your area, here's where you can get the product that you need. And that's just going to encourage more dispensaries and companies to send you their testing results. Talk to me about the next 12 months. What's on the plate right now for the next 12 months?
So the next 12 months is twofold. Number one, it's whole genome sequencing, which we're super, super excited about. So just to geek out numbers, right now, 675,000, let's say, records or genes. We're going to 64 million. That we can do the entire genome, looking at your nutrient predispositions, vitamins, skin, anything and everything. That's huge. And what that's going to lead us to is our next test, which is our neuro-DNA test, which is our mental health test. And that focuses on treatment-resistant depression first, then binding affinity to different pathways like serotonin, GABA, dopamine, which will then lead us to psychotropics. Which psychotropic or psychedelic is more aligned with you, and how do you avoid a possible adverse event from that psychedelic? So we're looking at LSD, we're looking at psilocybin, we're looking at ibogaine, we're looking at MDMA, and we're looking at ketamine, for instance. So those are on the path. And then creating our SaaS model in a way where we can give the company, empower them with their own MyDNA Live, and it'll make it easier for translation. Some of the challenges technically we ran into is like translating everything into Portuguese. So now we know how to do this technically, where we'll turn the switch on and our partners can do the translation and everything. It'll be the same kind of portal, but in any language that we want.
That is so cool. I mean, every time you open your mouth, it's something, you had something new. I wish we had more time. Are you going to need to raise capital to tackle some of these?
Yes, I mean, yes. That's it, man. That's the last. I mean, we're at the end of the day, a health technology company. We've done an exceptional job building our technology as a CEO. I'm super proud of us. What we haven't done a great job in is marketing. And we just didn't have a lot of focus on that. So right now we're raising our Series B. Merida has taken lead. They're our lead investor in our Series B. But we still have a chunk to fill. So once that is completed, all the things I talked about, not only can we execute on those, but we can actually let the world know a lot more that we exist besides, you know, having these amazing interactions with you on podcasts. I love that, but it would be great for everybody else in the world to know that this is where the precision medicine comes from, your DNA and your expression of your DNA.
Like you said, the potential goes beyond cannabis. Just so many opportunities here. And you're, as I said at the beginning of the show, you're at the forefront of this. I'm confident that you're going to have no trouble filling up the rest of the Series B. And I'll have all your information in the show notes. So if anybody wants to learn more about Endocanna Health or about investing, or you want to get started and get an Endo DNA kit, just click the link. And also, I don't want to leave without saying this. Everyone needs to check out Len's podcast. Everything is personal. Everyone needs to check that out. Len, I wish we had more time because we could do 3 shows on what you're doing. But I don't know how you keep up with everything that you're doing. But good for you. Keep it going. This is really cool. Thanks for being on the show today.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
I'm Larry Mishkin, and I'd like to invite you to join Rob Hunt and me on our weekly podcast, The Deadhead Cannabis Show. Each week, we explore the latest cannabis and jam band news and reminisce with other deadheads and jam band lovers about the great musical acts that we've seen and heard. Check out a new episode every Monday.